This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Shares of the popular discount chain Family Dollar sank 13% today after the company said the store's yearly profits did not meet expectations. They also hinted they don't expect 2013 to be much better. Some retail analysts quickly pointed the finger at the payroll tax increase in the fiscal cliff deal. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison discovered, that's not the bargain store's only worry.
With the government taking more out of paychecks of rich and poor alike, shoppers will have fewer dollars to spend at Family Dollar. Retail consultant Maggie Gilliam says discount stores will feel that.
It's definitely going to hurt. It's money that would have gone straight into spending by people of more moderate means.
Brian Yarborough isn't so sure. The Edward Jones analyst thinks higher payroll taxes may actually give discounters some new customers because of what's called the trade-down effect.
You'll see people that have a little bit higher income that normally don't shop at a Family Dollar may start going to a Family Dollar, and that will offset what their current core customer is spending less because they have less take-home pay.
So he believes the payroll tax may be a wash. However that turns out, these analysts and others say Family Dollar has more to worry about. Like a lot of discount stores, Family Dollar has remodeled to make room for more food. That helped boost traffic and sales. But there's a problem, Yarborough says.
Food does have a lower margin than home items or apparel items.
There are more shoppers, but they're buying less profitable stuff. The hope is that food buyers will grab other items while they're in the store. But as Family Dollar Chairman and CEO Howard Levine points out,
our customers remain cautious.
That caution wiped out a year's worth of Family Dollar stock gains in a day and has brought the once high-flying shares of other dollar stores down to earth. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.